Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Abiding Love and is found in John chapter 15, verses 4 through 17. Of all the passages in the Gospel where Jesus is said to have spoken to his disciples and followers, I have found none that surpass the beauty of the relationship God has with those who Jesus came for. The 15th chapter of John, from which the lesson is found, is part of the Upper Room Discourse, which also includes the 14th and 16th chapter. In this discourse, Jesus shares his final thoughts and teachings to his apostles before he goes to trial and eventually the cross to die. In it, he reveals the close tie between himself, the Father, and his disciples. He declares the bond of love that exists between them all. He reassures them of the Father's love and providential care. He stresses the need for them to love each other with the same love he has loved them and the Father has for him. He builds the case for them to see each other as part of the same family. The best way to understand and receive what Jesus tells the apostles in this discourse is to put yourself in the room with them. Read and listen to the words that Jesus speaks as if he was speaking them directly to you. Jesus uses a word which means abide, remain, continue, or stay, to describe the relationship with him. What he is referring to is for us to live by and have faith in his words. He makes it clear that abiding in him is the only way we can survive. Life itself is dependent upon us abiding in him. There is no chance of life for anyone who does not abide in him. Some may look at Jesus' words of asking what we will, and it shall be given to us, as God being a cosmic genie who grants our wishes. But Jesus' words should not be taken like this at all. Our will, the Lord's will, and the Father's will are the same when we abide in him. Therefore, whatever we need to accomplish that will is what Jesus is promising to see that we receive. Paul makes a reference to this when he said, God will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. And John also makes it clear when he said, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Jesus speaks of fruit we shall be by abiding in him. The fruit is all the divine and virtuous attributes God desires to see in his children. Jesus declares that our love is genuine only if we abide in him, which means to keep his commandments. He tells us all these things so that not only will we know how much we are loved, but that the joy that comes from that knowledge will be in us as it is in him. So we should see ourselves in the room along with the apostles as Jesus shares with them and us some final words. These words were given to them and us to lead and guide us as we fulfill our own mission and purpose in God's eternal plan. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and invite someone to come and share your thoughts with the class. You know, Sunday school at Flag Branch will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. and you are invited to join us at our website and click on our online service link. I look forward to giving the lesson highlights and addressing questions that arise during the lesson. If you have any comments or questions before then, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview, and I will get back to you. So, as always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.